Oasis Audio presents The Chicago Adventure by Paul Hutchins, read for you by Amy Lilly. Preface. Hi, from a member of the Sugar Creek Gang. It's just that I don't know which one I am. When I was good, I was Little Jim. When I did bad things, well, sometimes I was Bill Collins, or even mischievous poetry. You see, I am the daughter of Paul Hutchins, and I spent many an hour listening to him read his manuscript, as far as he had written it that particular day. I went along to the North Woods of Minnesota, to Colorado, and to the various other places he would go to find something different for the gang to do. Now the years have passed, more than 50, actually. My father is in heaven. But the gang goes on. All 36 books are still in print, and now we're being updated for today's readers with input from my 5 children, who also span the decades from the 50s to the 70s. The real Sugar Creek is in Indiana, and my father and his 6 brothers were the original gang. But the idea of the books and their ministry were and are the Lord's. It is He who keeps the gang going. Pauline Hutchins Wilson. Chapter 1. Roaring along through the sky 5,000 feet high, which is almost a mile, and at 400 miles an hour, was the most thrilling experience of my life up to that time. Well, come to think of it, I guess riding on the waves of a mad lake with nothing to hold me up except a life preserver vest was really the most thrilling as well as the craziest. As I told you in my last story about the Sugar Creek Gang, being tossed around by those big angry waves was like being scared half to death riding on a tilt-a-whirl at a county fair. I had thought maybe an airplane ride would be even worse. It wasn't at all, but boy, oh boy, was it different. Of course, none of us thought the Dragonfly, who's the balloon-eyed member of our gang, would get a bad case of vertigo and have to have the stewardess give him first aid to bring him back to normal again. In fact, the pilot actually had to come down to a lower altitude before Dragonfly was all right. Oh, but that's getting too far ahead of the story, though, and I'll have to wait a chapter or two before I explain what vertigo means. I'm going to be a doctor when I grow up, you know, and that's why I'm learning the names of all the medical terms I can when I'm little, which I'm actually not anymore. I'm already 10 3/4 years old and have red hair and... Oh, but it wouldn't be fair to tell you about myself before introducing the rest of the gang. Well, the Sugar Creek Gang is the most important gang in the whole country, maybe. Anyway, we have more twisted-up adventures than most anybody else in the world, and so far, they've all come out all right. Maybe I'd better take time right now to introduce the members of the gang to you, and to explain why we were taking an airplane ride, and where to. You remember that Circus, who's our acrobat, and who also has an acrobatic voice that can climb the musical scale even better than he can climb a tree, had been invited to a big Chicago church to sing over the radio on Thanksgiving Day. Well, the date was changed, and he was going to sing at what was called a youth rally on Labor Day weekend in September instead, and all the gang was going with him. Little Jim, the littlest and the grandest guy in the gang, and maybe in the whole world, had to go with him to accompany him on the piano anyway, he being an expert pianist. So, of course, we all wanted to go along, and our parents had said we could. That is, they had finally said we could. It took my brownish-gray-haired mom quite a while to make up her mind to let me go, and I had to wash dishes every noon for all the rest of the summer just to show my appreciation. I even had to do them as if I liked to, while I didn't, although I was beginning to have sense enough not to say so. Well, the day Mom finally made up her mind was one of the hottest days we'd had that year. I actually never had felt such tired weather in all my life. You could lie right down after eating a dinner of fried chicken, noodles, buttered mashed potatoes, and raspberry shortcake, and go to sleep in less than a minute. You could stay asleep all the way through dishwashing time. That is, if Mom didn't get tired of waiting for you to come and help and call you. You could even sleep better if you knew that after the dishes were done, there were potatoes to hoe and beans to pick. But if you happened to be going swimming, or if there was going to be a gang meeting, you weren't even sleepy. Well, that afternoon, there were beans to be picked, so as soon as I had finished my shortcake, I asked to be excused.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?